It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowboys basketball with head coach Brian Neeson. Bulldogs fall to Clarion Goldfield Dow 62-58 here on the road. And coach, you guys led by, you know, as many as 8 points on a few different occasions throughout the second half. Unfortunately, as you and me were talking, lots of turnovers and some empty possessions here down the stretch in this one, and not quite able to hang on there in the end.
Yeah, I thought that's where it flipped. I think there was maybe four straight, maybe five straight where we were in the half court against their defense, and we just didn't make a good decision, and then that leads to run out. So, it was a tough stretch. I told the guys I wish I knew how to help them be more consistent. Still looking for that answer. We're running out of time, but just some of those live ball turnovers just really bite us.
Yeah, and certainly some big moments in this game, such as, you know, Brady Haar scoring 25 points. He had a few big three-pointers that kind of helped stretch the lead a little bit there in the second half. I think he had two in a row at one point, and you guys were able to really kind of grow your lead and really execute pretty well there for a good portion of the second half anyway, and put yourself in position here for the most part here in this one before kind of that last stretch there.
Yeah, Brady got hot from three there. He had a big one late as well to cut it to a two-point game. I feel like when he was posted, I feel like they did a good job of bringing extra help. And, you know, we had a couple good looks there. A couple times they pressured him and caused the turnover. But, yeah, I mean, 58, you know, I'll take that's well over our season average. So offensively, I felt like, you know, 58 was enough to win tonight. We just, you know, defensively we give up some easy stuff, and I think Chaz might have had a career high. I think he was in the 30s, and we didn't do it. He got whatever he wanted, so we had to do a better job on him. But, you know, he scored in a variety of ways, it seemed like.
Yeah, so again, 62-58, the final score in favor of Clarion Goldfield Owls here in this one, and an opportunity for you guys to just kind of, you know, flush this one and move on, right? I know it's kind of a frustrating loss, but, you know, a chance here toward the end of the week to compete against some really good teams, see what you can do before the Class 3A postseason brackets come out next week. At least an opportunity to give yourselves a chance and see if you can maybe compete against some of the better teams in the state of Iowa with applicants to Parkersburg and Clear Lake on the horizon.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I've never seen AP live, but I know they're having a heck of a year. They got 18 wins already, and yeah, we're in for a big test. And we know Clear Lake's really good. We've already seen them. So yeah, we have two big time challenges. You know, hopefully our guys look at that like, hey, let's have that help us get ready for the postseason, because we'll have to play somebody really good round one as well in the Class 3A opener. So, yeah, big test coming up, and I got word we don't have school tomorrow, so it's going to be
nice.
see you at the gym on Thursday, and let's go hoop.
You bet. Well, I'll be there to call that game on Thursday at Appleton Parkersburg as well, so we'll catch you that night. Don't want to keep it too long, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about this one here tonight?
No, just credit. Got to credit Clarion for making clutch plays there. I mean, we had. I thought our Connor Miller had. We have two Connor Millers, so
yep.
our senior Connor Miller there. I thought he made some big buckets late. Those are pretty clutch plays there. But they hit one or two more shots than we did late. So you got to credit them for making big plays.
All right, Hampton-Dumont Cal coach Brian Neeson, thanks for the time, and we'll catch you here Thursday.
Thank you.